The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Kaneko has an enormous month planned here in October, and high time indeed. They were able to survive the floods that came in earlier in this year, and they are back on track and really set for what is going to be an enormously fun, huge October. Stefan Grote is the executive director of Kaneko, and he joins me on Live and Local. Stefan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to hear your voice again. And speaking of the floods, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there for all of the well-wishing and the support that has come into us. It was really overwhelming to see all the help that we've gotten, the volunteers that have come in, and we're just about cleaned up, but we're going to be ready to open up this weekend. And so thank you so much, everybody who's helped us out.
Yes, it was a Herculean effort and still is ongoing, and not a moment too soon, as the founder is June Kaneko, and this October is almost going to be June Kaneko month, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Although we are called Kaneko, we don't very often get to show much of June's work. We're working on a plan to change that with a different situation. But in the meantime, the International Sculpture Center, who is also the publisher of Sculpture Magazine, has decided that June is going to be their 2021 Lifetime Achievement Award winner. So there is going to be a month of programming that is involved with that. This is a really huge deal for June. This is a really huge deal for us. I like to equate it to kind of winning the Oscars in the Arts Awards. And starting October 1st, which is this Friday, we are going to be joining the International Sculpture Center in opening something that they traditionally do every year, which is called the Little Sculpture Show. So this Friday from 6 to 8 o'clock, Johanna Hutchinson, who is the executive director of the International Sculpture Center, will be joining us. We have little sculptures. It's not just a clever name. These sculptures need to fit within an 8x8x8 box and ship to us. And we've got the pedestals all laid out. We've got banners of the last 39 Lifetime Achievement Award winners on the wall and some examples of their work. Our whole entire theme this month is excellent in sculpture. And off our season, which is called Form, which is celebrating excellence in sculpture.
Congratulations, of course, to Kaneko, but also to June. Anytime someone gets a lifetime achievement of anything, it is an enormous deal and quite an honor. So how cool is that for not only Kaneko, but quite frankly, for the entire city of Omaha?
Oh, it's huge. You know, one of my most important jobs is really evangelizing the importance of artists and artwork and how creativity benefits our community. And June, his whole approach right now with regards to what Kaneko is giving back to the community. It's celebrating creativity and what a lifetime of creativity can do to change a space. So this is very befitting. And so, you know, we're celebrating right along with him. This is an award for us too, because June's legacy is a part of who we are. I want to make sure that I let everybody know to come this Friday at 6 o'clock. This is an art opening, so everybody is welcome. We are encouraging everybody to wear masks. We are also asking that everybody be vaccinated. We want to make sure that this is safe and sound, especially because June, our founder, is going to be there and he doesn't want to get sick.
So just to be clear, proof of vaccination required at the event, digital copies are accepted.
That's right. And they can be emailed in with the registration, or they can bring them along with them, or they can take photos and show them on their phone.
Let me just mention this too as well, because as the month goes on and the celebration continues, it's going to lead not only with the ISC's event, the three-day event, but the annual soiree is also on October 22nd, if you can talk about that as well.
That's right. So starting on the 20th, there's a bit of a smaller event. There's information online on the Sculpture Center's website, sculpture.org. The 21st is going to be June's Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony put on by the International Sculpture Center, and that's going to be held downtown at June's studio. We're going to be helping put that on. Tickets are available online as well. You've got kaneko.org. Anybody who gets tickets to either of those are also going to get a ticket to Soiree, which is on the 22nd. And Soiree is going to be a big deal this year. I know that we're trying to be COVID safe, so we are closing down the streets and putting up huge tents, and it's going to be a big outdoor and indoor event. And that night is going to be an opening of June's exhibit. We have six of some of the largest ceramic pieces that he has ever made. We have several other sculptures that have not been seen since the 1970s. So these are monumental, really huge, seminal works that have never been put together before. So I'm really excited for everybody to see this.
And as usual, food, drinks, entertainment by some of Omaha's most innovative and exciting artists. Information can be found at thekaneko.org. October is really going to be June Kaneko month. And again, congratulations to Kaneko and June for the Lifetime Achievement Award from the International Sculpture Center. He is Stefan Grote. He's the Executive Director of Kaneko, and he has been my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you, Stefan. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day, everybody.